Morning Watch, an overview of the central burden and present truth of the Lord's recovery before His appearing. Week 8, Reigning in Life. Monday, related verses. Romans 5, verses 10 and 17. For if we, being enemies, were reconciled to God through the death of His Son, much more we will be saved in His life, having been reconciled. Verse 17. For if by the offense of the one death reigned through the one, much more those who receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. Romans 8, verse 2. For the law of the Spirit of life has freed me in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and of death. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 10. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and His grace unto me did not turn out to be in vain, but, on the contrary, I labored more abundantly than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God which is with me. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9. And He has said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is perfected in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather boast in my weaknesses, that the power of Christ might tabernacle over me. Romans 8, verses 35 through 37. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or anguish or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, For your sake we are being put to death all day long. We have been accounted as sheep for slaughter. But in all these things we more than conquer through Him who loved us. Philippians 3, verse 14. I pursue toward the goal for the prize to which God in Christ Jesus has called me upward. Related reading. We were redeemed, justified, and reconciled to God through the death of Christ. This is on the judicial side. However, Romans shows that God's salvation has not only the judicial aspect, but also the organic aspect. The organic salvation is referred to in Romans 5, verse 10. Today we are passing through the processes of God's organic salvation in order that we may be saved in His life. How much we are saved in God's organic salvation determines how much our reigning in life is manifested. Our reigning in life is proof of our experience of God's organic salvation. In Romans 5, verse 17, the abundance of the gift of righteousness refers to judicial redemption, and the abundance of grace is the process trying God. The life that we have received enables us to reign over all things. We have received righteousness objectively, but we still need to receive continually the abundance of grace, the process trying God as the consummated Spirit, that we may reign in life subjectively. We need to come to the very God who is grace and receive grace again and again until we are filled with grace. When grace is allowed to fill us, it abounds in us and then reigns in us. The reigning grace always follows the abounding grace. If we are short of grace, grace cannot reign within us. Only when grace fills us up to the brim and then overflows from us can we experience the reigning of grace. When grace reigns, sin, death, and Satan are subdued and are under our feet, and we become kings in grace. As grace reigns in us, we reign in life. Do not consider that the experience of reigning life by grace is an impossibility. Whenever we are filled with grace, grace overflows and reigns. Then by grace, we reign in life over sin, death, and Satan. The principle of reigning in life is revealed in chapter 5, but the experience of reigning in life is in chapter 8. Reigning in life is greater and higher than being saved in the life of Christ. Doctrine, teaching, and exhortation are of no avail. In a sense, not even our prayer is effectual in enabling us to reign in life by grace. The only thing that works is to come to the divine source and open ourselves from the depths of our being to be filled with God's grace. In order to be filled, we must ask the Lord to remove all insulation and frustration. We need to pray, "Lord, I am willing for every hindrance to be removed. I want to keep myself directly open to you. Lord, fill me completely with yourself as grace." Wherever you are, at work, at school, or in your car, stay open to the Lord to be filled with him as grace. As you receive grace in this way, you will be filled with grace, and eventually grace will overflow from within you. Then you will reign in life by grace over sin, death, and Satan. In your experience, these three enemies will be utterly subdued. Sin, death, and Satan are still working within us. But if we come to the heavenly source and open ourselves thoroughly to be filled with grace, we shall reign over them in life. This is our need today in the church life.